I can't find Big O anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you check the tunes with the eye?
I did, and it's not there. I mean, it's been like a couple months since I've searched for it, so let me.
They're not huge on anime, though, which is weird to me, but I understand why that would be.
Ooh, Amazon has it now.
For streaming or
for purchase right now? Big O and Big O Volume 1. What's the. Oh, one's Blu-ray, one's DVD. Big O 2.
Did they split it up for Blu-ray?
It looks like it.
Weird.
Although Big O 2 says complete collection, so I'm not really entirely sure.
Yeah, you're better off buying the Blu-ray for Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, because the iTunes version is
$54.
Yeah, that's why I haven't pulled the trigger yet and bought it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. No, because it's fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive for 25 episodes.
Yeah.
Well, 26 because they split the last one in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that does not include the movie.
No.
That shit is separate.
Because trust me, I want the digital
edition. Oh, I'm sure you do. Sorry. I don't know why it made it sound sexual.
Because everything you
They say, don't have the movie.
They don't?
No.
It's so weird.
Did you know they put the different categories up top?
Yeah.
Movie's not listed. It says all albums, songs, TV episodes, TV shows, ringtones, podcast episodes, podcasts, and books. No movie.
And search for Big O.
Big O. Not the tires, but the animation.
Probably go to Amazon streaming service if I want to see if anything is streamable.
It's true.
Not seeing it, right?
Not at all, yeah. Is that Funimation too? Who makes that one?
I could have swore it was Funimation.
Yeah, it's not on here at all.
Yeah, Big O's. Obviously, it's listed for purchase on Blu-ray on Amazon, but not streaming. Let's check to see if Cowboy Bebop is.
Alastar is.
Cowboy Bebop is available for streaming, but it's not Prime.
Oh, dumb.
But I think that means if I bought it on Amazon, I get the physical copy and the streaming version. I think that's how it works.
It's not even a. Literally, it's $1.99 per episode or $35.99 for the entire season of Outlaw Star.
A little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, but, I mean, literally, there's no price difference for buying the series versus the individual episodes other than the fact that you save a few pennies.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What's weird, though, they list it twice. One is the original. It says Outlaw Star, original Japanese version. And the second one is Outlaw Star, original Japanese version. But one's listed as the complete series. The other one's Outlaw Star, the complete series. Oh, what the fuck?
Did all that separate that is just the?
And this one's more expensive.
But I mean, that's the difference between them was literally just in the title was just the.
So Outlaw Star, original Japanese version. Outlaw Star, the complete series, right? See what that said?
Yeah. No, it does say the complete series.
What yeah, but look, fuck? It doesn't say Outlaw Star before it, but somehow this is $35.99.
There's got to be, like, extra stuff to it.
According to this, like, this doesn't even have extras listed here. And this one doesn't either. They're both HD. They're both Japanese version. That's just weird. That is super strange.
More discs.
Right, Mike? Super strange?
So weird.
So weird. Yo, Despicable Me 3 finally came out on digital. That shit took forever.
Yeah, when I saw it on there, I was like, what? That wasn't out? Like,
was it the same thing? I was thinking, hey, now available. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Like a month ago, my mom was asking me to pick it up, and it's like, I don't think it's out yet.
It wasn't, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's so good. I was like, I don't know what happened. Speaking of so good, head over to Facebook where you can like the page.
Jesus Christ.
What?
What?
Nothing. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, damn right. I don't know why I said that. You could like the page. You could share the page. You can comment on the page. Then you can head over to Twitter, where Twitter handle is.
At ComesNaturalPod.
And you can follow us on there. You can tweet at us. Mike will tweet you back. He'll even follow you back, because he's a whore like that.
Oh, yeah.
A Twitter whore, not like a conventional whore.
Actual whore.
And then you can head over to iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show, so you get it automatically downloaded for free every Wednesday and Friday when the new episodes come out. Then you can also like comment, like you know, rate and review it. We prefer 5 stars and a nice glowing review. If you would please do that, then head over to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally, and you can use that same web address as the RSS feed in any podcatching app you would like. As well as all the links that we just talked about are there as well. But you can stream the show from the website on your phone, your tablet, your computer, anything that connects to the internet that allows you to browse the internet from that site. So, speaking of websites, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode. This is the first episode of December, and because of that, we are a month away from our 200th episode.
Nice. 1 month?
1 month. January 5th. And the reason I bring that up, Mike,
thanks for asking. Why do you bring that up?
We're planning something special.
Yeah.
So the special thing we're planning is a live stream on Facebook and Instagram and most likely YouTube, depending on what else we can live stream of it, of the four of us. Right now, granted, there's three of us. We've got a commitment from a fourth person who is not here today.
Tentative. Yeah, but that commitment is at best.
Yeah.
It's anyways, a wishy-washy commitment.
The four of us will be live streaming the Hot Ones Challenge. So, for the people who are not initiated, the Hot Ones Challenge is what? Thanks for asking, Mike.
What's the Hot Ones Challenge?
Oh my God, thank you. Such a good question. So, the Hot Ones Challenge is this. The four of us will sit down, and we will are you showing me something or just looking at something?
Well, I was going to wait for you to get done doing your spiel, and then I was going to show you. You know, Amazon does the giveaway stuff.
Yeah.
I thought this was really funny. The one that's coming up December 1st is enter for a chance to win an iMac, an Apple Watch, and a Pixel 2 XL.
It's a Series 3 Apple Watch?
Yeah.
That's why. You don't need the phone anymore.
But still, it's like...
Yeah.
Just even an iPhone 8. Like, come on.
Or 7.
Or 7.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's weird. So the Hot Ones Challenge is this. So if you've ever seen it, it's on a YouTube channel as well as a website from a channel called First We Feast. Sean Evans is the host of it. And what he does, he sits down with celebrities and he makes them, as part of the interview process, eat progressively hot wings. There's 10 different levels, everything from very mild hot sauce to scorching hot sauce.
Mild, we're talking like Tabasco, Sriracha, yes. Pretty basic everyday shit.
You know, a spicy ketchup.
And then at the end, the it last literally dab. Has like fuck up your inside sauce.
So what we're going to be doing is live streaming the four of us.
Fucking up our insides.
So basically what will happen is about 6 p.m., 7 p.m., we haven't narrowed down the time just yet, on January 3rd, which is the Wednesday before our 200th episode goes up, because we were recording that episode that day, we will be doing that live across the internets for everybody to watch and get on the chats of those prospective ones and send us questions that we will try to answer while eating the hot wings. And then also, and this is a surprise thing for the two gentlemen joining me today, during this, we will each ask another person a question that they have to try to answer while on the hot sauce. And they're not like truth or dare questions. It's just normal, our regular podcast type questions like, oh, who would you want to see play Iron Man after Robert Downey Jr.? That kind of thing.
Okay.
And that way, your brain has to try to think while you're trying to digest super hot sauce.
I'm breaking down.
Yep. Well, you can do so live on the internet for everyone to see.
Forever. And it's going to stay there forever.
Yeah, it will. So that's planned for January 3rd, the live stream. And the 200th episode will go up that Friday, January 5th. So up until that time, we're going to keep reminding you, and we're going to keep posting it. So every episode from now until then, you will hear us talking about the Hot Ones Challenge that we will be doing live on the internets for you to laugh at us about.
Yeah. And then this is also news to Cody and Joe, but these two gentlemen are going to partake in other internet challenges that will cause them pain later on.
Nope.
No.
Because if Mike's not doing it, we're not doing it.
I just thought maybe if I said it, you guys would agree.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. We were agreed to the Hot Ones Challenge.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That wasn't news. The question things wasn't
news. Joe's going to do the milk thing. Oh. He tries to jug a gallon of milk.
And I vomit all over this table?
Yeah.
No, we're doing it.
He's
going
to do that.
And then, I vomit all over the
Mike's
table.
Gonna do the cinnamon challenge.
Cody's gonna. Oh man, Cody wanted the cinnamon challenge. I thought you said.
Nope. I heard you say it. Didn't you hear?
If you do the milk one and I do the cinnamon one, which one will you?
Oh, I'm gonna be filming it. That's my challenge.
I'll film one of you doing.
Oh no, we already discussed. You're gonna do those ones. I film you guys doing them.
I don't think we discussed that.
I'm pretty sure that's what we just said.
I don't think we discussed any of this.
We're not going to do those.
He definitely agreed to the milk thing, though.
He did 100%. Not, though. No, that's
like 100%. He just said, yeah.
No, I would like to see him throw up hot sauce wings, but not milk, because that smells terrible.
Disgusting.
Strawberry milk, then. Better?
No.
No, it's actually worse.
Yeah.
We're not doing those. We are doing the Hot Ones Challenge. Mike's trying to kind of convince us to do other things that we're not going to do. But, you know, it's still going to be fun. Anyways... Big news today.
What's the big news today, Cody?
Not the day this is going up on the internets, but the day we're recording is we finally have the trailer for the Avengers Infinity War, which is Avengers number 3, technically speaking.
No, kind of like 4.
It's like it's technically 3 because like
Captain,
Civil War was
Captain
like
Captain America
wasn't was like
Captain
Avengers 2.5.
It was totally Avengers 3.
It was, but officially this is Avengers 3.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it yet, shame on you because it's been 2 days and it's on the internet everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it,
we're bitching at you from the past.
We're about to talk about it, so we're gonna spoil it for you. If that's even a thing,
can't spoil the trailer. It's impossible
because it's available to watch as soon as you can. So, quick reactions, Mike. What'd you think?
That looked cool.
Joe, what'd you think?
Looked cool.
I thought it was awesome. What was your one favorite thing you saw in it? Joseph, hot spot.
Ooh, there were so many.
Nope, one thing. Go, go, go.
The running scene with the Captain America where they're all leading the charge.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like. Mike, Africa. Go.
It's how big Thanos was. And when he punches Iron Man.
Yep.
And he just falls.
It's like collapses the ground.
Done. I'm like, oh, okay. This is going to suck for them.
Yeah, it is. Mine was when he has the gauntlet on and he drops one of the stones into the knuckle and he flexes his hand.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, when he kills...
does he kill him, though?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Does he kill him, though?
He's ripping out the thing that gives him life, so...
No, he's ripping out the thing that gave him life. Doesn't mean he's going to die.
I'm pretty sure he's going to die.
May just not have as much power as he used.
Yeah.
I think that's the equivalent of somebody ripping your brain out. I think he's dead.
You also have the end of it. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I was so waiting for them throughout the whole entire trailer.
I like the fact that that's how the trailer actually starts and ends.
With Thor?
Because Thor's in the back of the Milano. Yeah. Or the new version of the Milano. It looks like the windows that you see from Guardians 2, at least. The ones where Drax opens up and, you know, or it gets blown up and he goes out the back in the bubble suit. But yeah, so it starts with that and then it ends with him, you know, which is funny to me because all the promo art you see of Thor... He's sans eye patch. He has both eyes and all the photos you see, right? Nah. Mm-mm. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok, that motherfucker loses an eyeball.
Yeah, he does. Yep.
And so you see him sporting that eye patch that he cleverly has because what happens? The end of Thor Ragnarok leads right to his appearance at one point, we don't know when it is, in Infinity War. Because we don't know even if Thor, with his new buddies, the Guardians, even make it to Earth by the time this movie ends. They could be on their way, and they could be landing at the end of the movie, and then the second movie is where they actually interact with the rest of the Avengers. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because from what I saw in this little teaser trailer, because it's really not a full-length trailer, we never see them interact with the Guardians at all, other than Thor inside the Milano. So technically speaking... They never have to meet the rest of their Avengers yet. They could be solely by themselves somewhere else in space on their way to Earth.
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? What other cool stuff did we see in it? We saw the Bucky's back.
Saw a giant army.
Yeah. Saw a Wakandan army.
That's pretty dope. Saw crazy monsters.
We saw the Illuminati forming.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Well, it's from the comic books.
No, I know. I just laughed.
I know you did. That's why I was like, what?
You see what looks like Mark Ruffalo, like, had burst through the ceiling of
yeah, crashed through Strange's, a warehouse, yeah,
house.
Yeah, that was pretty cool because he's in a big
which
hole.
Which was most likely as the Hulk, and then he turns back into Banner.
Because otherwise he'd be splattered.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
Because you see, like, him, Tony, Wong, and who else is there? Was a fourth person staring at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, of course, Tony hasn't seen him in, like, 2 years because, you know, Dun disappeared at the end of Age of Ultron. And it was a no-show. They still have no idea where he's at.
Yeah.
So you see a bearded Cap. You see a blonde Black Widow. You see Bucky sporting a new arm. Looks fancy from the two shots you see it in. Well, three shots, but you can't really see it in one because they're running. Holding a big-ass gun. You see Black Panther's updated suit. You see Spider-Man in the Iron Spider outfit.
Which was awesome.
Which is what we nickname it. We don't actually know what it is. We assume because it's built by Tony. It looks like armor. It would be the Iron Armor.
Yeah.
The Iron Spider suit. What else? Well, obviously you saw Thanos and his army because you see those multiple armed guys fighting everybody.
I thought it was weird that
Thanos had a shaved head.
Thanos, yeah, wasn't wearing whatever that crown or,
yeah,
or
helmet. He wasn't wearing his helmet.
So it just looked weird to me.
Looked like a purple Josh Brolin with a wicked chin.
Yeah.
Massive wicked chin.
But you are right. When he has that gauntlet and he's sticking the one Infinity Stone to it, it just looks so fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, it looks so good. Mm-hmm. And he flexes and you can see the four empty holes. And he's just like, gah. I was like, oh, dang. This motherfucker's going to beat some ass. And I was reading, but I saw someone post most likely a clickbait article of some sort saying, did the Infinity War trailer tell us the last Infinity Stone? And I have to rewatch it to see if I can see it again. Are you watching it, Mike?
Yeah.
You can technically play the audio because it's on the internet. We don't.
No, I'm just going to keep playing it over and over again to see if I spot anything
about it.
Well, what, we have only four Infinity Stones right now?
I believe so, because there's the Thor Dark World gave us one. Obviously, Avengers gave us one. Well, Captain America technically was the first one, because that's the one that shows up in the in Avengers in Loki's Pokey Stick. You have, obviously, the one inside Vision's forehead.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other ones? Oh, the ones from Guardians. The one that's inside the time gem, which is inside our time zone, which is inside the locket that Doctor Strange uses.
Right.
And so the sixth one is the one we don't know of yet.
Hmm.
Which, I probably know the names. I just can't remember what they are.
Yeah. It's easy to look up.
Because there's like the Mind Stone, which is the one inside Vision, I believe. Obviously, the Time Stone is inside the locket that Doctor Strange has. I think the other names. Which one we're missing?
Tony looks like he's having a bunch of bad days in this
trailer,
too.
Power Stone is the one from Guardians 1.
The Space Stone is originally introduced as the Tesseract in Captain America,
that's,
the First Avenger.
Space one, yeah, for the Pokey Stick.
The Reality Stone is the one you see from Thor the Dark World.
Okay, yep.
Power Stone is Guardians of the Galaxy, yep. The one that the collector pulls apart. The Mind Stone is the one that's inside the Vision. The Time Stone, like you said, inside of Doctor Strange. So the Soul Stone.
Okay.
I guess is the last one.
See, they say in there, we show the fate of where it's from, but I don't know how that is because the only ones we saw, you saw Strange wearing the amulet, you saw Vision. Obviously, he's pulling it out of Vision. You see Loki grab the Tesseract. And then later on, you see it was edited funny because in the trailer, when it's edited the way someone or something is pulling the stone out of Vision's head.
Right.
And you can't really tell if it's Thanos or someone else. It does look at the end of Loki's pokey stick, but that's being pulled out. But when it cuts and Thanos drops the stone in, it's blue and not yellow. So that's obviously the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the... that one, yep. So...
Which one?
The Tesseract, so the first one, right? You said?
Yeah.
But it was the blue one. I can't remember what you said now. It's been a long day. A lot of iced tea in me. Soulstone.
What the S?
Space Stone.
There you go.
Which makes sense, because space and time is opened up using it.
In the comics, where does the... Because it doesn't say here, oddly enough, where in the comics it...
I think the Soul Stone is the one Adam Warlock has, which is what I was thinking, but you don't see anything Adam Warlock based in this one, so...
No.
Nope, I'm wrong. Adam Warlock has the Power Stone in the comic books, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it possible that that Wakanda has it?
They could, but I didn't remember seeing... the Soul Stone is green, right?
It actually doesn't show a picture here.
Yeah, Thanos has the blue and purple one.
Yeah.
In his glove.
Because the blue is the Space Stone. The purple one is the Power Stone. So, Red Stone. The red one is the... they call it the Matter one, right? That's the one from... No. Wait, which one's the Thor Ragnarok again?
Ragnarok?
Yeah, or not Ragnarok, from Dark World.
That's the Reality
Stone. Reality Stone. That's the red one.
Dubbed the Aether.
Ether. Yeah, the A is silent. Really silent in that one.
According to Odin, it changes matter into dark matter.
Yeah. And can reshape matter, the will of its... Well, not really reshape, but destroy and reshape into the dark matter. Color-wise, blue is Space Stone, red is Matter Stone, green is Time, yellow is the
Life Mind Stone.
What?
The Mind Stone.
Mind Stone.
That's the one the Vision has. Yep. Purple is the Power Stone.
Purple and Power Stone.
And
so I want to say green is the Time Stone. Yeah, so it's got to be... What color is that leaf? Orange, I guess, would be the other color.
Possibly.
So the Soul Stone would be orange. Think if I saw any orange running around in that trailer. Mike, you see any orange? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a picture of Thanos holding the wearing the glove right there. Space Tony's hanging out somewhere. Hulk just crash landed.
Maybe that's where the second half of the movie. Well, the second movie.
Them trying to stop them. Having it
that he doesn't get all of them,
it makes sense because I mean, if he has all of them, you know, fuck shit up.
Yeah,
going through the pictures that are posted on comingsoon.net to see if there's anything. Mike dubs that the Stargate.
It's not the Stargate, it's a Fargate.
They can't use Stargate because it's copyrighted. Wicked device the fuck that Thor's in, trying to like turn shit off.
So, how much of a direct connection do you think we'll have between Black Panther and Infinity War?
There's got to be some lead up, right?
Well,
that's going to be the last thing released before.
Exactly.
So, from what I read online, there's 3 stinger scenes for Black Panther. First stinger scene is a direct one to lead into what's going to happen in the next one, in the next Black Panther movie. The second one is the reveal of Bucky with a new arm. And the third one is a direct the opening scene, or leads into the opening scene of Infinity War, is what I read online. But seeing the trailer the way it is, I don't think that Bucky one is true. Because I think the reveal of Bucky would happen more so with Cap in Infinity War than anything else. But I mean, it could be they could have both in that scene, you know what I mean? That Cap could be there, but it just seems like that was more of a big reveal of Cap in this one as being, hey, you know, get him a shield.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new updated look of the iron, the Hulkbuster armor. It almost looks like he has a gauntlet on because the fists are gold.
Oh, that was so badass, too. That they're bringing back the armor.
Cap's bleeding from his face. His hair is a mess. People are fighting around him. These forearmed fuckers that fucking Black Panther just knocks the fuck out of at one point. Just socks him in his face.
Right.
Thanos slamming Spidey down. Makes him look like a fucking child. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's not Thanos holding him down. That looks like Thanos' bad guys. Because it looks like he has talons on his feet. Pulling the stone out of Vision's head. The boots is too small to be Thanos. And the stick does look like Loki's pokey stick. That's ripping that gem out.
Oh, I'm 90% sure it is.
And then, yeah, see, here he's dropping in the space stone next to the power stone. And he flexes it. Iron Man's like, shit. I like the new Iron Man outfit, too. It looks very extremist. A lot of real smooth lines instead of blocky or like segmented pieces. There he's flexing the hand. Then he goes and punches Iron Man directly, not with the gauntlet, straight up just Thanos' fist right to his fucking armored face. There's Bucky holding a big-ass gun next to a bunch of Wakandan soldiers. Then there's Black Panther hanging out. He does the whole cross-his-arms claw thing with a new updated outfit we see him from his trailer. Then you got Falcon coming through, gunning motherfuckers down. It's like he's shooting at one of Thanos' generals. I can't think of which one that one is. But he's too squat to be Thanos.
Yeah.
He's screaming. Wakandan soldiers come out of the other side of a burning forest. I did not realize that was burning in the first time. And then you see Black Panther running with a lot of the other Avengers with some more soldiers. Then there's the shot from the woods where they're running through. Which is that a pterodactyl?
I don't know. There was
Falcon in the background.
Okay.
It looked like a pterodactyl because the body length. Like if you're looking at that picture, you see Cap, Widow, Winter Soldier. I believe her name is Puma. I could be wrong. I think that's Puma's her character's name. You see Black Panther on the back. Behind them is the big green dude himself, the Hulk, flying over the behind Bucky. Looks to be an updated version of War Machine because of the color scheme. Then above and behind Black Panther looks like a pterodactyl, but it could be Falcon. It's just hard because the body's not the same shape. You see what I'm seeing? Like right here? It could be Falcon, but the body's super narrow.
Well, that looks like his wings are attached to his arms, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because normally when he's down, you can see the width of his body.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then the title sequence, and then Thor reveals the eye patch. So, spoiler, if you haven't seen the Ragnarok, he has got an eye patch. And then, of course, the reveal of the updated Guardians minus... Gunn's brother, because they're on the board of the Milano and not the Reaver ship. But Mantis is with them. Doesn't mean he's not there.
She waves.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So that's all the pictures they had there.
Who are you? Just waves. I just can't wait to have Rocket just being snarky with fucking Tony Stark, and they're just going at it with each other.
Yep. What else about that trailer, huh? Anybody else got anything?
Nah, they did a good job of showing us a bunch of cool shit without doing any, like, giving us any information.
Yeah,
they kept the sizzle reel alive with this one for sure.
And it'll be interesting where they end. Obviously, not talking about the trailer, but where they end this
movie.
Because from what you were talking about last night, is that they just wrote this as one giant script.
Yeah, they wrote it. So they wrote it. The Russos wrote the whole thing as one big story and then started fleshing out the first half of it, said, oh, this is going to be our first movie. Then they realized we don't know where it's going to end. Like, we don't know what a good, like, we have to work on a transition. And so they're like, when they're setting up a shooting scripts, they only sent what those people are going to be in. So everybody has different size ones. And the only person who doesn't have any actual plot in their script, because everybody, so whenever you get a script like this, your parts are in there as well as a story script. So the story script will be a breakdown of what the story is. So you know what part, so you know how your character is going to react for certain things. Is it, you know, following a death that you're not in a scene of, but needs to happen. So you find out, you know, that sort of stuff. Well, Tom Holland is the only person who did not get a story script. And the reason why is because he's a little too loose-lipped.
Mm-hmm.
He's too much of a fan and is well-known for spoiling shit because he starts just babbling and secrets come out. And Disney's very big about keeping secrets.
Right, but that's fucking awesome. I like that he's such hilarious. A fanboy.
But that's a thing.
Yeah.
Groot about the height of Gamora now?
Yeah. Yep.
Roughly. Which we saw, but...
Yeah, you can't really see too much in this one, but I'm going to guess it's not too far after that Stinger scene when you see Teenage Groot in his filth.
Damn it, now I want to watch Guardians Volume 2 again.
Okay. But you see him leaning over. You can't really tell how tall he is, but he does look around that height by the size of his dome.
But Tony just looks distraught the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah. Something happens terrible because he looks like the beginning of that where he's like, you know, like sitting there, like almost looks like he's crying about something, and it just looks like a very bad environment around him with some shit back there. But yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
He's been fucked up for a while, though.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten any better with the dissolving of the Avengers.
Yeah,
by his decisions, and also the realization that his parents were murdered,
by Bucky.
By Bucky, not by Bucky's hand per se.
Nah.
Yeah. But because of what they were doing,
not by his hands.
Yeah.
Hand. Maybe.
One of his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's we did a good job talking about that teaser trailer, I think.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Different time.
Let's see. What other big news? Star Wars is in like 2.5 weeks. I guess that's kind of big news.
Any spoilers on that yet?
Nope.
I've been staying away from it.
Liar.
Good. Don't want to spoil anything of that movie. That's actually the one good thing I found about not having TV, you know, just doing the whole cable cut thing and only watching Hulu and Netflix.
Don't watch anything through the ABC app.
I don't.
Because guess what you'll watch? Every commercial break, a Star Wars TV spot.
Right. But through Hulu, I don't get that, and obviously you don't get commercials inside of Netflix. So it's actually kind of nice to be looking forward to these movies and not seeing these commercials constantly for them.
Yeah. And I don't really watch too much actual TV. But I mostly watch it through the apps, but I still watch
stuff. It feels like I'm starting to get towards that point where it's like, you know, I hear about the movie coming out, and I don't really watch much of it to spoil it for myself.
Gotcha. I will watch all the trailers. If they give me a trailer, I'll watch it. TV spots I kind of stay away from, mainly because it's just rehashed shit for the most part.
Just shorter.
Yeah, and just shorter, less time I have to spend. I mean, they've like released so many TV spots for Last Jedi, it's kind of fucking stupid.
Really?
Like,
I'd imagine that they would.
There's like 20 of them.
And then that doesn't, even include the TV spots that are mixed in with other, you know, commercials for like cars and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, it's just literally just...
And out of those 20 TV spots, you get about maybe 3 seconds of different footage from the
sometimes trailers. Yeah. And other times, all it is just a different angle at a different, you know, the same thing. Like here's a shot of the X-Wing flying this way, and then it's like the same shot, but like the X-Wing going away from the camera type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Empire and the Rolling Stone covers though?
Nope.
They're pretty cool. I'm not going to show them to you because you don't like spoilers.
No, I don't like
spoilers. But I did find out, though, and this has got some of them tied into it now that it didn't have yesterday, is Rian Johnson, the writer and director, is apparently a really big behind-the-scenes photo-taking guy.
Okay.
But he doesn't share them during the process. He shares them after the fact.
Which is good.
But he does, for Last Jedi, he took a bunch of this. They're all, like, I don't know if he took them in black and white, but he's releasing them in black and white. So there's a couple cool behind-the-scenes photos. And it's mostly just, it's actually the true behind-the-scenes stuff, not like, you know, like them prepping stuff. And, like, you know, there's one shot of Luke walking through the cave entrance. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, getting ready to do a shot, you know, prepping shots or whatever. So I'll show you that one. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like, he's not showing you, like, oh, spoiler stuff, like, you know. He's just like, this is, like, the making of. You have, like, Finn and I can't remember that new girl's name. Empire covers are pretty cool. There's Rey's.
Okay. They're character covers.
Ooh. Broody Kylo.
Super broody.
Yeah, jeez. He's super fucking angry. And it's cool because it's blue and red, so, you know,
yeah,
kind of keeping up the tones. There's the, then they have these ones, which are their, then they have Rey's.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, it's cool because then they show, like, the old classic cover they did right there. See it in the corner? Back in the day. Pretty cool little thing. Let's see. What else? What other Star Wars news we got? It has been seen by 30 actual audiences, by the way. So that's a little fun little thing.
Lucky people.
Yep.
And those are like pre-screeners, right?
No, those are attendees to Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Japan, and I believe Disney World.
So it's just open theater people.
So people can come in and they basically get, when they're in the park, they get invited to, when they're in the Star Wars area. So, you know, obviously, when you're near Star Tours and all that fun stuff, they were approached and said, hey, would you guys want to check out The Last Jedi? Who's just going to say no?
Yeah, right.
That's just dumb. So, pretty cool. Dun, dun, dun. What else? What other Star Wars news, Mike? Bum, bum, bum. Rolling Stone's got a couple cool covers. That's about it, I think.
Kind of just in wait mode now, man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we're at the point now where it's like, shit, it's so close, but yet so far away. I just need to burn through these days.
What's the official release date for?
15th. Of December, which will, some of us in this room will be seeing it on the 14th.
Yeah, Mike.
Joke's on you. I'm going to be one day out of surgery then, so I won't be able to go.
Why not?
Excuses.
Is it sit down?
Yeah.
Depends on how good the surgery goes, I guess.
Other big news. Big news, big news. What else? Mm-hmm. Do you guys see the Infinity War poster?
Yeah.
I showed it.
It was pretty cool.
What you guys think? You want to talk some Punisher?
How far are you? That's the question.
You said 9?
That's right.
I think I did say 9. So bad right now.
I'm trying not to sneeze.
Oh, God.
It got on Joe.
Oh,
it's on Joe. On
it's everywhere.
Such big, strong hands. Stop sneeze from hitting Joe. I'm on episode 9.
And what was going the last into thing that 9 happened?
Or just finished 9? No.
9 is when.
Yeah, what was the last thing that happened?
I think I'm going into 9.
What's the last thing you saw? Has Kingpin shown up yet?
Fuck you. Really?
So, no.
Shut up.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
He's not
you fucking cunts.
But is he though?
No.
But is he though? I could be lying, but I could be telling the truth.
You're talking with my emotions right now.
You never know with Cody.
That's right. He's full of the truth.
He's full of shit.
Hey, man. Hey, man. That's almost not nice. Did you see the full picture of Deathstroke that Joe Magnello posted?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, not the full picture. It's like most of his upper body and everything. Did you see that one, Joe?
No.
Obviously, you saw the head and shoulders shot.
Yeah.
He got an actual, he released an actual official photo of him in full costume.
Oh, it looks so dope. I love it.
Yeah.
So grizzled.
I was thinking about this earlier. What's cool is if they do, and we can fill the people in who are listening or not, if they do let Matt Reeves do an early, like a, basically a prequel trilogy, you know, not Gotham type prequel where he's a child, but like younger later version that, of Batman, you know, than this. It's not year one, but yeah. It's not year 20.
You're saying that they could use year him.
3 to 5.
They could use him and basically let him be have both eyes, have him dark hair. Because in this one, he just looks aged because he's missing a fucking eye and has gray hair.
Yeah.
But if you just let him have his natural hair, no goatee, you know, man. Have his baby face ish.
Yeah.
Much as Joe Magnello has a baby face and no eye patch, he could be that younger Deathstroke still.
Yeah.
And maybe we could even see how he loses an eye. Does he get a batarang in it? Does he get punched in his dumb fucking eye?
I want a batarang stuck in his face, right in his eye hole.
And that was a great scene when out of the Frank Miller's Dark Knight when he fucking sticks Joker in the face with one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it easily could happen. Then he's got to lose an eye somehow. You know?
Yeah.
Might be from like a deep frying turkey moment. Could be from getting a batarang in the eyeball. You know, who knows?
He got some metal shavings in his eyes from working on his car.
It's true.
Got goggles and just got infected.
He did one of those things where I'm a man. He's like he's doing this. It's like kind of like it comes up, shoots through, hits his bottom of his ring finger, bounces into his fucking eye. But before he can react, he blinks and just digs through his eyeball. It's hot molten metal. Ooh, that would suck.
Or he's eating hot wings and just accidentally puts his fingers in
his eyes. Hot ones. He did the hot ones challenge.
Yeah, man. He was on the last dab. Then poked himself in his eyeball. I got him blind in one eye.
And then he became a villain.
Yep, he's like,
so
I'm going to kill all hot sauce makers. We kind of
talked about this with Batman because it sounds like Batflex wants to transition, not out, but wants to transition to, well, the new rumor is just the Justice League movies. And then they could do younger Batman. It's not going to be all aged and grizzled, which I kind of, granted, I want to see Batflex solo Batman film really bad.
Of course.
But this seems like a pretty good, unique ideal to where, like I mentioned earlier, now you can't say, well, why doesn't he just call Superman? Why doesn't he just call Wonder Woman? You know what I mean? So like, if you take that out of the equation, take that not being a possibility, you can get, I want to say smaller, but you can be smaller with it. Mm-hmm. You can go back to protecting Gotham from Joker, Riddler.
From his rogues gallery.
You know what I mean? So it makes sense. It'd be a cool ideal. They obviously, Jake Gyllenhaal is the name that has popped up. Is there anybody else you could see playing a young Batfleck for this trilogy?
I like Gyllenhaal because he's
moody.
He's very moody, but he's physically a large gentleman. Like he's tall, he's well built. So he would fit that, and obviously, like, as you grow older, you're going to get bigger. And, of course, Bruce Wayne's not going to let himself become untoned and jacked the entire time. So he'd stay that size, barrel-chestedness and all. So I like the fact that, I mean, I don't know of anybody else, really. What's the height difference? How tall is Jake Gyllenhaal? Anybody know?
Nope.
I think that's all easily avoidable. I think height's a big deal.
I just want to see figure-wise. Is Jake Gyllenhaal?
Boom. You'd want a big difference between the two.
Ooh, he's 5'11. I mean, he's 2 inches shorter than, 3 inches short. What was Ben Affleck?
He was 6'1, I want to say.
I want to say 6'1 as well. Keep talking.
Nah.
6'4.
Ooh,
shit.
That's a big difference.
That's all right. Camera angles.
Camera angles. We're going to hobbit this?
Yep.
Can. Not a big deal.
But he's a pretty big guy. So, I mean, it'd be okay.
You, the ideal of a skinnier one too makes sense because you know, as you get older, you just get more powerful as you lose a step quickness wise. You know,
he also like he obviously like starts to work out differently because he's coming up against worse and worse people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when your first battle with Killer Croc, for example, you're gonna want to beef up a little bit after the fact if you make it out the first fight, which obviously he does. But like, even if you go up against someone who you need to be able to manhandle, that may not be able to, you know, fight back, but you need to be able to withstand a beating of henchmen, like the Joker would throw at you, sort of thing. You need to be able to power through those motherfuckers. So I think the idea of having I keep calling it a prequel series, but like it's a prequel to the Justice League movies or the current DCEU. I think that's a really cool idea because then you could be away from everything. Like Mike said, like you don't have to worry about that. Oh, but what happens if, could he call on Superman or could he call on Aquaman?
Because you could see it, this past movie, Justice League, is like one of the complaints that I heard from people was like, oh, like Superman could have just done the whole thing himself. I'm like, well, yeah, but also he was dead. So,
and it was they clear had that he could bring himself back, too,
you know?
Because of the fact that he wouldn't let civilians die, but also he wasn't the only one beating Steppenwolf up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if he's over here beating up Steppenwolf, the upper hand, right?
For sure, but
yeah, I mean he didn't really ever take any damage from Steppenwolf. He was manhandling him pretty well, right? But without Cyborg there to take apart the mother boxes,
wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah, he would have lost that fight because eventually it would have terraformed the planet. He would have, yeah, sure, he would have maybe beat up or killed Steppenwolf, but doesn't mean another general of the fucking Darkseid is not going to just drop through a boom tube and just fuck everybody up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, people complain like, "Oh, Superman's too powerful." Go fuck yourself.
What?
It's in check. There's always someone more powerful. I mean, Darkseid's going to punch his fucking lights out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not kill him, but he's going to definitely, you know, bruise him. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you know, pretty cool idea. And the fact that, like, Matt Reeves wants to do a lot more with it, sounds kind of cool, too, if you ask me, which no one did, but I'm going to tell you anyways.
Does it sound cool, Cody?
It does sound cool. Huh. Thanks, Mike, for asking. I like giving my opinions. But, yeah, I mean, so this is the thing, though. What... Besides Deathstroke, and obviously a Joker, because you can't have a Batman trilogy without a Joker. If you can, but that's dumb. What other villains would you like to see a Jake Gyllenhaal Batman battle?
In this type of these types of movies, they have the ability to do more spectacular types of villains.
And we're going to be in that world. Gonna,
yeah.
So we're in the Justice League world, so it is definitely spectacular snitch.
We're in like Suicide World. Like, there's a Killer Croc. And
exactly.
Dude, yeah, and that's what I'm getting at. We're not in the monster. More grounded, the more grounded Christopher Nolan
movies. So we can have some fucking fun with it.
So that's want to see definitely like Clayface, Mr. Freeze,
More of the superpowered type people.
Yeah, more of the superpower people that
a real Bane, not just a buff guy or an inflated suit guy.
Yeah,
I'm talking like a monstrous fucking, you know, talks with a Spanish accent, wears a luchador outfit,
and yeah,
has a neon green tube going in the back of his head. That kind of stuff. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying like break his back. That's just at this point, it's like there's just too much there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see like a Batman the size of, like, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal, younger version, having to battle someone who's that much bigger than him.
Yeah.
And no matter what he does, like, he throws a batarang at him, it just sticks at him. He's like, come on now, really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. Like, he's just going to flex this out, you know, pulls it out and just laughs at it, sort of thing. I like to see that. But Clayface would be fun, too, just because, like, he punches him and his hand gets stuck and you're like, this isn't good. Like, old anime style where he picks him up, you know?
That'd be so... So fun to see how they would do a big final Clayface Batman battle now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can get so creative with it and have a lot of crazy shit going on.
Explosive batarangs, freezing batarangs.
Bust out all his fun toys for that one.
Yep.
Maybe even a villain like Zazz. I don't know how dark you'd want to go.
That'd be a good first villain. That'd be a super dope first villain for like a young...
Because even it could be like a thing where like a Deathstroke.
I thought I turned that off. Jeez.
Apparently not. Like a Deathstroke, kind of like, or not Deathstroke. Well, Deathstroke would be in there, but like a, hey, the Batman's, like Black Mask does a lot of times where he calls in all these other villains. Like, hey, there's a price on Batman's head. I want it. And so you have Zaz coming after him.
That could be a cool first story too.
That way you see Batman just fucking fighting a bunch of motherfuckers and like he's like gonna take down because he's going after the criminal element and there's like a little bit of the because none of the you can do a lot of them that don't have that supernatural feel to them because really none of the like mercenaries for hire type ones have that like things you know you because you can even throw a wrench in it because like the cool thing about this too is you can rewrite a lot of how the villains are portrayed. For example, like Punisher, right? Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, Jigsaw. Good, okay. I didn't know if you read the Invisible Ink text that I told you not to read if you didn't want to spoil it. Jigsaw, who is the ends up being the main villain of the Punisher TV series, his origin is different in the TV show than it is in the comic books, ever. The comic books, he's a low-level mafioso who basically decides one day, I'm going to take over the reins and starts working his way up the channel. And then gets disfigured, not by anybody who's a hero. He actually gets disfigured by another mob boss and becomes a crazy person when his face gets, you know, reworked and is just, you can't fix it. But in the TV show, Punisher does it to him, and he does it to him out of spite because he knows that his, you know, he cherishes his face. And after he learns what he was actually up to and how he was involved in Frank's family's death, he decides to, instead of killing him like he normally does, he's going to take away the one thing he cherishes the most, his looks.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that with anybody. I mean, you could do, obviously, Deathstroke is just that. He's, you know, a murderous dude. You could even try to like bring in like Deadshot too, into that too, because he's, you know, he's a mercenary.
Yeah.
And you could bring back Will Smith because he, you know, he looks the same age all the time. Mm-hmm. So. You could
throw them in a mask too.
And just throw them a mask and them. Yeah. But you could have that, and but you could even have like a if you want to do like a you know beyond normal ones, you could have Freeze being a mercenary for hire, trying to make money to further his experiments
to buy big giant diamonds.
Exactly
to keep his wife cold.
Nice to see you.
Chill, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. But you could do something like that, you know. Where like you kind of take those and give them a different spin to them in a way.
You could. I when thinking about Zaz, I was thinking more of a just a straight up detective.
You could, yeah.
Movie, you know, because Zaz is essentially a serial killer, and that's just something that
like long Halloween style go, thing.
Yeah, and that Bruce Wayne can just go, or not Bruce, Batman can go after, but has to figure it out.
I do want him to have an alias at one point called Matches Malone. Where he's chewing on a match. If that doesn't happen in any of the live actions, they're missing. They're not going to get my money. They're going to get my money, but they're not going to get all my money.
You're going to save $8.
Yeah. I won't see it in the big theater. I'll see it in the regular theater. $15? No, $11? All right, you got a deal. But yeah, I would like to see something like that too, where it's like, you know, let's do like the first one be like more just straight detective work.
Yeah, and then you can move into the other stuff, you know, as he becomes more prominent, then you throw the mercenaries at him and you can do that stuff.
I also think they should find a youngish actor who can do it for like 9 movies.
9.
Yeah, man, fuck it. Do it. You don't need a game. You don't need like if you're not tying him into the Justice League, you're not going to tie his schedule up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do a fucking do one every other year.
I don't know.
Yeah, I said do it.
What's the tentative plans right now for the next Justice League movie?
There are none because they're still trying to work out if Batman's if Ben Affleck's gonna be back or not. Because if they don't, they have to rework it to have why Batman's not in it.
That would suck.
Or why
it come back again for sure and finish it off, even if it's just one more movie. Well, he'll come back and
yeah, because his contract only has 4 appearances left. Part of those 3 are his solos, and the 4th one is supposed to be Justice League 2. because he's not, like I said earlier, he's not scheduled to appear in any of the other movies. He was only appearing, he only appeared in Suicide Squad to tie it to the other ones, other than, you know, oh, the death of Superman type thing. But they needed visually, plus they wanted to show what Ben Affleck looked like as Batman before, you know, as anything else. But yeah, that marks his that would mark his sixth film run.
They'll get it worked out. It'll be fine.
Was it eight films? I can't remember what it is. It would have to be eight.
Is that Batman, is the female led one still happening?
Oh, the Gotham City Sirens?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes. Cause that's the what was originally going to be the Harley movie, and then they decided to make that its own movie and have the sirens. That's what I mean with the younger Batman. You could have the sirens, you know, not all together show up, but you could have them individually be appearing or at least talked about, sort of thing. Because that would be the height of his
rogues. Got to make sure they get Alfred's niece in there to play.
No,
but no.
No.
I want to throw my shoe at your face so bad.
Do it. Give me your shoe. I'll throw it at him.
So she has to be in there because, you know, eventually the Batmobile is going to have neon on it.
His hand started shaking.
Yeah, dude. He was about to throw a glass bottle.
Can I see your other shoe?
He's going to throw his glass bottle at my face. I will gut you like a pig. Wait, what? So, yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, you could, I mean, there's plenty of possibilities. Plus... I mean, if they really want to do right by Batman and not going to put him into... They're, because they're always going to have Batman movies, you know what I mean? You're not going to go away from the cash cow for sure. Mm. But, I mean, if they really want to do right by Batman, they should do a Batman TV show on HBO because guess what? They're owned by the same company now. Fully owned by the same company. Like, Warner owned HBO, and that's why they're doing a Watchmen TV show.
Isn't it weird how we've had multiple Superman shows?
Yeah.
And then Superman show up on other TV shows that aren't Superman shows. But we ever had like a Batman?
But the guy who doesn't have to fly.
Yeah, the one that you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, you had reasonable budget.
You had the Adam West ones.
Well, yeah, I don't. But
I'm not counting those original Superman ones either.
But I'm talking like starting back with Adventures of. What was the name of that
Lois
one?
Lois and Clark.
Yeah, the Dean Cain one. Then you had the Smallville kid. Then you had Superman show up in Supergirl.
For a good run, too.
Yeah, is there a lot?
Total first three episodes and another two after that, I believe.
And then, so, like, you've had...
And you have a Supergirl show. I mean, you have a Supergirl
speaking,
show.
You have Batman in Gotham.
Yeah.
But he's not Batman yet. You know what I mean? So
Batboy.
He's not even. Has he even done any?
Like, oh, he's in costume.
Yet? Is he in costume now?
Yeah, in this season he wears a costume. He doesn't have cowls. It's just a helmet with a face mask, I believe. Mm. It's really dumb. When you see it, you're like, well, he just looks like he has a giant head. Which is hard to do because, I mean, on paper, you can easily draw someone's head to be normal size with wearing a cowl, right? But in real life, you have to put someone who has a real head in something that's supposed to look like it's supposed to be protective armor. And you got to realize, like,
that's why you got to beef up the shoulders, man.
Yeah, that's like Ben Affleck, for example. You see him, and when he doesn't have the cowl on, he just looks enormous because he has essentially two layers of outfits and all that muscle on him. Where Superman doesn't look nearly as big next to him until you see them both in like regular clothes, or Superman in the outfit and Bruce Wayne. You're like, oh, they're actually physically the same size, but you put those layers of suit on Ben with that fucking cowl and you're like, he's a fucking massive human being. Like, for example, in Justice League, when he takes the helmet off and he's walking around just with the cape and the outfit on, you're like, his head looks so small, like Iron Man small, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're like, god damn, you don't realize, like, oh, you can't just make someone look proportionate because you can't draw them that way.
I watched the first season of Gotham and I was like apprehensive going into it. But it was some cool stuff in there, and I really liked Harvey Bullock, and I really liked Jim Gordon. But they decided to make the main villain Jada Smith, and she just was really... And I'm not blaming the actress. It's just, like, that character.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that character at all. and they had like some weird takes on villains, and it was basically like a Monster of the Week cop show is like how they're doing it.
Mask of the Week.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool, but then I was like, well, you're kind of wasting these villains that are true Batman villains later on, and you're like, because I'm projecting into the future, I'm like, well, this person is supposed to be fucking massively, you know, dominant later on in the future. Like, how are they gonna get away with this, you know? But they did some cool stuff in it. But in the second season, I got through like two episodes and I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna tap out, because it's just not. It was like the young Bruce Wayne stuff was weird and whiny, and I don't know, man. It just wasn't getting it. But I think, yeah, you're right, dude. They should do a Batman TV show. Like, for fuck's sake, they got Arrow, they got Flash. Like,
I think it's prime to put it like on an HBO, since they have the budgets. We know that now because they make dragons, fucking actual dragons.
Do you think they could? I think they could pull it off on CW. When
they're doing they're doing a Watchmen show.
That's gonna be way bigger money than Batman.
Yeah, right. You have a fucking blue guy.
Yeah.
You have a flying ship. I mean, you have a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, why not do a Batman show? It's still gonna be expensive to do because, you know, it's a very. I mean, it's got a lot of shit going on in it, but it's not going to be fucking Game of Thrones expensive.
I think you can even work it into the Arrowverse right now.
Like, you could
have this be his year one, like right now in the Arrowverse, kind of be his year one time frame, because like shit just keeps getting crazier and crazier because the different worlds now because of Flash and everything, and like that could lead to this weird spike in Gotham of craziness. And so, like, I could see this time being it, but I think you could do it. I mean, costume-wise, I think you can make a reasonable costume for fairly cheap that'd be functional for
Batman. Because, you mean, you make it just like Nolan's was, which is just essentially plate armor. You know? It's just there. It's not there. It's no...
I mean, I would like it more on an HBO, because then you can go a little bit darker, more violent with it.
Yeah,
because
you could have actual killers killing people. Joker could blow people up.
But, I mean, there's, like, Arrow, the first season of Arrow hooked me because it was... Because
he murdered people?
He was killing people. I was like, holy shit, they're letting their hero kill people.
Even second season, like, he arrows, like, people, like, hanging by, like, their extremities with an arrow through them.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's pretty violent, you know what I mean?
It'll make it happen.
They could, make but, it they're, happen, people. They, but they're not gonna, because they're dumb.
We'll write it. Okay. I'm gonna write it. You wanna help?
Yep.
Okay.
Berlanti, we got you, buddy.
Sure. I'm in.
All right. You heard it here first, guys. We're writing a Batman TV show. We'll have the pilot ready. Pilot script ready.
I was going to say, yikes.
Next week.
Joe's our Batman. Joe's too tall.
We can do angles.
Do the opposite of camera angles.
Because,
You know, Joe's too tall to go to space. He's definitely too tall to be Batman.
Nah. You're never too tall to be Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
can go to Batspace.
They are. Speaking of Batman, though, do you see they're ramping up the production for Nightwing?
That's so weird.
It's very bizarre.
Why are we getting everybody but Batman?
Because I'm telling you, they want to put Batman front and center, but because they have so much like issues right now with like getting it done, they're afraid to do anything else with it. So they're doing
established that like the Arrowverse is its Arrowverse. We have multiple Flashes now, you know, like
we technically have multiple Batmans because they've mentioned Bruce in all the CW shows, or at least Wayne Corp. But I mean the couple people they've thrown out is what's his name, not James, the other one, Franco,
Dave.
They've thrown him in there
for what,
for Nightwing.
Oh,
okay. They've thrown in Dacre Montgomery, the Red Power Ranger / Billy from Stranger Things 2. His name's been thrown around, a couple other people too. But they're also like open casting for it, so we could get a nobody, which is fine. That'd as long fine. As they can, you know, make it look good.
But like, how are they gonna get around his history without giving us a Batman?
Yep, I don't know.
Oh man. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, they're doing a Teen Titans, so
with a whole lot of Batman.
Yeah,
that they're not gonna have.
Yep. So who knows? I don't know. We're not in charge because if we were, it'd be done right.
Yep.
Heard that.
Said that. Speaking of said that, comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. That's it for this week's episode, everybody.
Good thing, because Joe's about to fall asleep.
God yeah. damn! I don't.
As know usual. You fuckers just came naturally.
Nighty night, motherfuckers.
Nighty night, bitches.